Okay, we're now on Kuvav Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom. My Lashon Refidim, what does it mean when the Bnei Yisrael camped in Refidim, when they fought, when Amalek attacked them? What does it mean, Vayachnu B'Refidim? My Lashon Refidim, Rav Lezer, Omer Rav Lezer says, Refidim Shema, Refidim is the name of the place. Rabbi Yeshua, it says, Shiripu Atzom Adivrei Torah, that they weakened themselves from occupying themselves in Torah. Shnei Rav Lezer says, Lo Hifnu Avos El Banim Rifin Yodayim. The fathers did not turn to do good to the children because they weakened, the children were weakened from Torah study. In other words, that is why the Bnei Yisrael, the enemy took advantage of the Bnei Yisrael because they were weak in Torah. Amar Rav Yochan says, Kol makom shenema v'yeshev enel Allah shon tzar. When it said, when the pasuk says vayeshev, that is a term of pain. Shneimar, the pasuk says vayeshev Yisrael bashitim yochaham liznos el benos mo. The Bnei Yisrael vayeshev dwelled in or lived in Shittim, and the people began to engage in morality by the daughters of Moab. And there are other examples of vayeshev as a sign of pain. Vayeshev Yaakov eres mugir aviv beres Canaan. So then Yaakov lived in the land of the soldiers of his father, in the land of Canaan. And the pasuk says, Vayeshev Yosef esti basam ra'al aviyam. Yosef brought their evil tides to their father. Yaakov wanted to relax here at Canaan, and that did not happen. There was strife between the brothers. Vayeshev Vayeshev Yisrael beres Goshen. The Yaakov Avinu wanted to live peacefully in the land of Goshen. And then shortly after, the pasuk says, and the days of Yaakov came close to die, to the end of him. Pasuk says that both Yehuda and Yisrael were resting securely, each one, the man, each person under his vineyard or his fig tree. And then right after, Hashem brought up an accuser or someone to an adversary to Shlomo, Hadad Hadomi. So all these are instances of Vayeshev, of people wanting to relax and Hashem not allowing it. This probably most famous is with Yaakov Avinu and Parshas Vayeshev, where the Gemara, the Midrash says that Tzadikim Mevakshim Leshe B'Shava, the Tzadikim want to rest, and in this world, while it was in this world, Hashem says no. It's enough that the tzaddikim, that they have a whole olam haba, next world to rest. Now they want to rest in this world as well. So the point is that when tzaddikim think that they just want to rest in this world and relax, then Hashem brings pain upon them because they're supposed to work hard. The Maharal has a different take on this. The Maharal says that it's natural in this world that there's no perfection. So if someone is not in a state of perfection, he's working hard because to achieve something, okay, so that's fine. He's not going to be lacking anything. But when a person is just sitting and relaxing as if he achieved Shleimus, so then there's going to be some kind of lack that's going to, or something missing that's going to result. Because there's no Shleimus in this world. So either we work hard to strive for something, recognizing that we're not in a state of Shleimus, or Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we think we're in a state of Shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring something missing to us in this world to reflect the fact that we don't have Shleimus. The Gemara continues to talk about the story of Bilam. Ves Malchei Midian Hargu Al Chalei Ves Bilam Ben Baor Hargu Becharev. So it says that when the Bnei Yisrael attacked Midian, they also killed Bilam. So the Gemara says, Bilam, my boy Hasa, what's he doing in Midian? Did he return to his place in Aram Narayim? The pasuk says that's where he came from. That Bilam came from Pesora. He came from Pesora in Aram Narayim. So what's he doing in Midian? So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan shehalach lito schar esyun varba elef shehipo misrael. He's trying to collect his payment because he gave the great advice. He caused the Bnei Yisrael to sin, which resulted in the death of 24,000 members of the Bnei Yisrael. Amar Marzutra Bartuvia Amar Rav Hani Damar Inchi. This is what people say. Gamla Asla Lemive Karne. The camel wants to goes to seek out his horns. Udne Nehavu Leik Zidmine, and he loses his ears. He wants to get something, and then what happens? just the opposite. He's not only does he not receive what he wants, but bad things happen to him. So Bilam came to collect his payment, and in the end, he got killed because of that. Of course, the question is, why is Bilam going to Midian, not Moab? Didn't he give the advice to Moab? So there are different explanations as to why he went to Midian and not Moab. So the Mizrahi, a commentary in Rashi, in Parshas Matos, says that the Midianim were like Sirsuri Daver, they're like the brokers. In other words, Balak needed some help to deal with Bnei Israel, and Midian were the brokers, and they were the middlemen, and they found Bilam. So Bilam was going to collect from the Midianim. Another possible explanation is that he was Bilam was actually traveling from Aram Naharaim to Moab, and Midian, the king of Midian, is on the way. So as he was traveling to Moab, on the way, he stops off at Midian. It happens to be then that the Bnei Israel attacked Midian and killed him. The Gur Aryeh says that he wanted to collect from Midian. He could have collected from both Midian and Moab, but he wanted to collect from Midian. See, Moab, they wanted to attack the Bnei Israel because they were afraid. They were afraid that the Bnei Israel were going to attack them. That's what Balak said. The beginning part says Balak, he was afraid of the Bnei Israel. But the Midianim did not want to attack Bnei Israel out of fear, but because they hated them. And they hated them so much that they let their daughters engage in immorality just because they hate the Bnei Israel, just to cause them to be punished. So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "It's Bilam ben Baor ha-kosein." So in Sefer Yeshua, Bilam is referred to as a kosein, which is a lesser level of sorcerer than a navi. So the Gemara says, "Navi hu." But I understand, was he a navi? He makes all these prophecies in Parshas Balak. So why is he now only a kosein? Or Rav Yochanan says, "Batchila navi levasof kosein." He started off as a navi, but afterwards he only became a kosim, he was demoted. When did he lose the power of prophecy? So Rashi says that when he cursed the Bnei Israel, that's what he lost, his power of prophecy. The Yad Ramah actually says when he gave bad advice, when he gave this advice about the when he wanted to curse the Bnei, so that's what Rashi says. And Yerimah says, when he gave the advice about the Bnei, about the Bnei Moav and the Midjani women to engage in immorality with the Bnei Israel, so that's when he lost his power of prophecy, and he only became a kosein. There's a general question: Did Bilam actually have powers? Was he, the Ramban believed he actually had spiritual powers, and the Netziv also thought they had spiritual powers. However, the Barbanel, for example, thinks he didn't have spiritual powers. He knew the future, and that's. Because he knew the future, so then, Balak thought that because Bilam knew the future, that somehow he could also maybe affect the future. And in fact, the Ibn Ezra says that Bilam was a little bit of a trickster. When he knew that he could tell the future, we knew something would be bad, something bad would happen to someone, so Bilam would curse that person. He would say, you see, I cursed him, I have the power of cursing. Really, he only had the ability, he only knew the future. But that's the machlokas Rishonim, whether he had actually powers or whether he was just a fraud. The Gemara continues and says that Omar Papa, Hainu Dami Inshi, Miskane Vishilti Have, Azin Lagavi Nagari, that a woman who was first married to princes and officers, Choshev people, she goes and she engages in immorality with simple people, with sailors. So it's Bilam was a Navi of God, then he became a mere sorcerer. The Gemara continues and says, quotes the Pasuk, in Yosef Yeshua, Hargu Bnei Yisrael Becharav El Chalaleihem, that when he talks about killing Bilam, it says Chalaleihem, plural. Amarav Rav says, Shekimu Bo Arba Mises Skilas Rifa Herav Echedek, that they killed him with all the four misos. Skilas Rifa Herav Echedek. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi has a take on this. Rashi says that they hung him and they lit a fire under the cross where he was being hung, and they cut his head off and fell into the fire. So when they hung him, that's chenek. When they cut off his head, that is saya for herek. When he fell to the ground, so that's skila. And when he fell into the fire, that's sreifa. That's the way Rashi understands it. Other mafarshim have other ways of looking at this. The Yad Ramah says that the Marashah says that initially did he get killed? Like, how can you kill someone four times? Once he's killed the first time, that's it, he's dead. So the Marashah says initially they did skila, not to kill him yet, but they did skila a bit, and then they put a psila shaleva. They put a little bit of hot lead down into his mouth, so he didn't die yet either. And then they strangled him a bit, but not to kill him. And then they cut off his head. So that's what it means: four misos, four deaths. They did the actions that are involved in the arba misos based in and the four capital punishments, but he didn't go through with all the punishments. That's the way that the Marsha understands it. The Yad Ramah says four different people did the four different capital punishments at the same time. So one person is throwing the metal, hot metal, into his mouth, and another one is strangling him, and another one cuts off his head. And so there are four different people who killed him, who used the four different types of death on him, administered four different types of death penalty on him, simultaneously. The Ion Yaakov wants to say a different take on this, that because he was a kosim, a sorcerer, they were nervous that they wouldn't be able to kill him, so therefore they tried to kill him in all four different ways. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Le, Hu Mina Le Rabbi Chanina. So there was a heretic who said to Rabbi Chanina, Bishvi Allah Bilam Bar Kaba Habai. Is it known how old Bilam was when he was killed? Amar Le, Michtav Lachsiv. Okay, there's no explicit pasuk. Ella, that people of blood and trickery, they don't live up half their lives. So bar tlasin klas shnin or bar tlasin varba. So he must have been 33, 34 when he died. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yimesh monosein behem shivim shana, we live 70 years. And half that is 35. So you were saying that people who have blood on their hands and people are tricksters, they don't live out half their lives. That means he must have lived to only 33 or 34 years old. Now, of course, this opinion goes against the other opinion that says that Bilam was one of the people who advised Paro to kill the babies in Mitzrayim, because then he would have been obviously much older than 33 or 34. In fact, the Chizkuni says, he points this out, that you have these two, how can Bilam have lived only 33, 34 if there was Bilam who advised Paro to kill the babies? So the Chizkuni says, Yeshlomah Trey Bilam Hava. There were two Bilams. And one was, and this was the grandfather. There was a grandfather Bilam who advised Paro to kill the babies. And then the grandson was this Bilam of the Balak Bilam story. And, okay, so then finally the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Lei Shapir, that this not you said to Rav Chanina, Shapir, yeah, it's a good drasha, it's a good explanation for this pasuk. Lidi Chazadi Pinkos Eid Bilam, because I saw the ledger of Bilam, Bahavaksi Bey, Bar Tlasan, Utlashnim Bilam Chagira, Kad Kata Yosef Pinkos Lista. That Bilam, in fact, was 33 years old when Bilam the lame was 33 years old when Pinchas, the officer of the army, when he killed him. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Only Marbre the Ravina lebre, Marbre the son of Ravina said to his son, Bechulo tapish the midrash, with anyone who's mentioned in the Mishnah that they don't have a portion more to come, don't seek to say a lot of bad things about them. Levar me Bilam Rasha. The only one you can speak bad about is Bilam Rasha. The Kamdem Shachak Zbei Drosh Bei. The more that you can find negative things about him, the better."